As promised, Karen Hermanson is with me on the phone, and Karen has been very instrumental in creating but also recreating the Third Friday Community Supper put on by United Church. So Karen, thank you for being with us this morning on KTWH.
You're very welcome.
All right, you sound good. And so I want to start by asking you to just share with us a little bit of the history. You know, what started this community supper? What was the original vision? And give us a little history.
Okay. So I think it started about 10 years ago. I wasn't one of the people who began it, but there were two women in our church who were concerned about food scarcity. And it was about the time when the school district changed to 4-day school week.
Yeah.
And so, yep, Friday there was no school, and so no lunch program for those who needed to have that provided for them by the school. So the thought was perhaps to have this third Friday dinner so that it would kind of take the place of that lunch that some of those children might be missing. So it was kind of a family-oriented, child-oriented, and it was a light supper of a soup just to kind of take up the lack of food that maybe some children would be facing, and before the weekend when often is a difficult time for some families and children to have enough food to eat.
Yeah. And then it continued through the years, and I know that we've had a lot of different people in our church that have put it on, and I think maybe people from just in the community as well. And then went on a hiatus. I think maybe we did delivery for a while during COVID.
Once.
Okay. But I know it was also just out for a while, and you've revived it, and I'm so glad you have. So do you want to just share what's happening now with it?
Sure. So we have revived it, and during its transition from beginning until now, it has transitioned from soup to just regular meals or basic meals.
Really good meals, I would have to add, like lasagna and ham and baked potatoes.
Exactly, right. And it's important that it's back. Our first dinner was October 21st, and although we thought a significant amount of advertising out there, there was a fairly small group. However, the group were many of the regulars that had come previous to the pandemic when we had to discontinue. And one of the big things besides the food, and many of the people say they like to come because they like to eat somebody else's cooking.
Right.
And they don't have to do their own cooking. And the also thing is the social aspect. These people come and enjoy being together and visiting with each other. Sometimes it's family members and other times it's friends. And so we want to provide an opportunity for people to come and, you know, share a meal, a free meal that's tasty and pretty much nutritious most of the time, and then have an opportunity to just socialize with one another.
Yeah.
And that's our goal.
I mean, it really strikes me as something that we might not sort of realize it every day, but, you know, this community is starving for events like this. And I really hope that it does become more and more popular. I know it means more food prep, but I think that, I don't know, I noticed that, you know, there's been so much talk of how polarized we are and how people thirst for just friendly, normal interactions. We want to know other people in our community. And I think that, I mean, this supper it's not just open for people that might really need an extra meal. I think it really is, anyone would be welcome. And I think, you know, anyone who's looking to either be friendly with people they don't know initially, or to just, you know, make new friends. And I mean, I think going for the social, even if it's just a very general support of community, is a great reason to go. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that is our goal. And we encourage anybody can come to this meal. And it's really nice that in our congregation, we have people that are willing to prepare and serve these meals. And we don't have any trouble getting people willing to do that. And
yeah.
And it's just satisfying for them. and it's satisfying for the folks that come.
I know, and it's I have never been to one where I didn't walk away feeling like that was really fun, even if there are just a few people there. And I almost wonder if, you know, people either in lieu of or as well as going to church or as well as going to music concerts, like consider going to community suppers. It's just a great mm-hmm. thing, a no-lose thing. So tell us about the one coming up.
Well, the next one is on Friday, November 18th, and there will be lasagna and a salad and a roll and a dessert, and the prepper person is an excellent cook, so I think it'll be
She is legendary in our church, so this
Absolutely.
Is going to be an amazing meal, and so, yeah, let's get the talk up about it, and let's get a full house. That would be really fun. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much, Karen.
We're serving at 5:30.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And then we usually stay until people can stay until about 7, so that gives a bit of a time to interact with each other and eat.
Great. And you don't need to sign up. No tickets required.
Nope.
You just show up.
Nope.
And bring
That's
a friend.
Right.
Yep. Great. All right. Well, thanks, Karen. Thanks for willing to be coming on to the radio to share this with listeners. And we hope to see lots of people there. You take care.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Karen Hermanson. She is a member of United Church and one of the people behind the Third Friday Community Supper.